Without further ado, I want to introduce our first speaker, Dr. Sarah Abdo. Dr. Abdo is an Australian-born Palestinian specialist in Southwest Sydney. Please welcome Dr. Sarah.
Assalamu alaikum, peace be upon you all. I have to say, it's an extremely overwhelming experience to face you guys at this time. It's nearly 4 months, 4 months of bombardment, and to have a specialist up here speaking to you is not the norm, I don't think. I don't think anything is normal in the last 3 months. As I thought to myself, what could I possibly say to these people that hasn't already said before? What could we possibly hear that we haven't already heard before? Surely we have seen all the pictures, all the images that we need to see. And I thought to myself, is there something in the water that we have not been drinking, that these people have been drinking, that they are completely blind to a genocide that has been publicly televised for the last 3.5 months? So I speak to you today. I wanted to start by actually acknowledging my beloved grandmother. My grandmother was living in Yaffa during the Nakba. My grandmother, on the 15th of May, 1948, gave birth to my father. For those that know what the 15th of May, 1948 represents, you understand a woman giving birth on that day is like the women giving birth in Gaza now. In fact, now, the women giving birth in Gaza are under much more difficult circumstances, worse than we've ever seen. Our aunts, our uncles, our grandparents tell us this is the worst we have ever seen in Palestine. This is not something we have ever seen before in the modern world. As a Palestinian, Australian-born specialist, I speak to you. As a mother, I speak to you. As a daughter, I speak to you. How have we seen the most horrific targeting of healthcare workers never seen before? Over 400 healthcare workers have been murdered in Gaza. Not to mention how many have been abducted. Where is the outrage? Where is the calling out? Where are our bodies? We have been calling out to our medical bodies, calling out their hypocrisy. They were quick to mention Ukraine, and so they should have. And silence on Gaza. It is suddenly political. 400 healthcare worker lives are political. As a daughter of a Palestinian man, I am ashamed of the humiliation put upon our Palestinian men, the humiliation they have had to endure all this time, the televising of their massacres, the televising of their abductions, their stripping down to their shorts across the whole world. This is a disgusting sight that we have been witness to, and we should all be ashamed. 10 children per day, 10 children lose one or more limbs in Gaza. Do numbers mean nothing to people? These are children that will have no arms or legs. Where will be the services that will help these children? 10 every day. 20,000 babies have been born into this horror. 20,000 babies that I am sure the majority of which will not survive. Babies that were born and then died without even a registration of their birth. Will they be counted? Today when I woke up and I thought, what else could I say? You know, how much worse could it possibly get? How much more unrepresentative could our government be? How much more callous could our government be? To see the headlines, the last screw Palestinians that are besieged in Gaza, where our government says nothing about the ICJ ruling. Okay, for South Africa, nothing. And they open their mouth and say they will cut off funding to the UN Relief Agency. Nothing justifies cutting off funding to the last ounce of humanitarian aid there is in Gaza. Completely un-Australian, thank you, exactly. Australia prides itself on international humanitarian law. I am very sorry to say, and I am very humbled by our Indigenous brothers and sisters, that we are standing on land that has buried in it ancestors who were slaughtered by the colonial settlers. Do not be fooled and do not be distracted, because the bombing will stop. The bombing will stop because there is nothing left to bomb. You have seen the population move from the north to the middle to the south. Then from the tiny little spot in the south of Gaza, in Khan Yunis, where my family still resides, families that at the beginning of this conflict had hundreds of people living in the same building are now all dispersed, maimed, killed, abducted. In that little spot 2 days ago, just before the ICJ, you saw them pushing them out to the desert, which was their entire premise. Right at the beginning, they said, we will push them to the desert, and that's what they are doing. So when they do stop the bombing, the genocide will continue, because they have set up the environment for ongoing death from starvation, from dehydration, from hypothermia. We are in the middle of summer, they are in the middle of winter, dying of cold and dehydration. It is raining on their tents, they are being flooded. Not only are they dehydrated, not only are they starving, disease is now rancid and taking over their already weakened bodies. What a cruel, dystopian world do we live in? Gaza is the teacher. I will say that again. Gaza is our teacher. I would call the people of Gaza my dear friends, on top of the family I know. We have grown to love them and learn from them and learn their steadfastness and their patience. I thank the people of Gaza. I thank them for helping me to further strengthen my own faith and my own resilience. And I thank God all the time, because without justice, there is no mercy. And we have a just God and a merciful God at the same time. So I would like to conclude by thanking you all, because you represent the humanity that is left in the world. Know that if there aren't humans like you in the world, what is there left of this world to save? Thank you to the people of Gaza for teaching us, and we ask their forgiveness when they witness us on some day in the future, here or in the hereafter, and we ask their forgiveness that we couldn't stop the massacres that have taken place in the 21st century. And I will leave you with a quote from one of the final remaining doctors in Gaza a couple of days ago. Says, I don't grieve anything more than this. I grieve for this world that used to sing about humanity and human rights. I cannot believe that we are in the 21st century. Thank you.
Shame, shame, Israel! Shame, shame, Israel! Israel, USA! How many kids have you killed today? Israel, USA! How many kids have you killed today?